Down the Dump Podcast.
Welcome to the Down to Dunk Podcast. Thank you guys for listening today. It is July 24th, 2013, and we will start off the podcast today with a special guest from NewsOK.com and the Oklahoman, Anthony Slater, and here is that interview. Okay, we are proud to welcome Anthony Slater from the Oklahoman and NewsOK.com to the Down to Dunk Podcast. Anthony, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, doing great. So I know that you're not from Oklahoma. Is this correct?
Yeah, I'm from Northern California, actually.
Okay. And what NBA team did you grow up rooting for?
Oh, geez. I'm gonna get hated on by some of the Thunder fans for this. I am a Miami Heat fan, a long-time Miami Heat fan.
Oh, dang.
From the Tim Hardaway, Alonzo Mourning days, Brian Grant used to be my favorite player, Eddie Jones. I mean, into the, Dwayne Wade era, 2003, then Shaq. I've covered it now. I cover the Thunder. I've kind of grown out of being really, a fan. I enjoy still watching the Heat, obviously, because anyone that likes basketball probably enjoys watching LeBron James.
Sure.
But I'm not necessarily, I'm not a huge Heat fan now. They're one of the many teams I follow. But yeah, growing up, I was a Heat fan, definitely.
Heat fan. Wow.
From Northern California.
From Northern California, I was going to say. It's weird. I was expecting you to say Lakers when you said that.
Yeah, I'm closer to the Warriors and Kings would have been. A lot of my friends are Warriors fans. I was of the thought I didn't like to kind of follow what other people did. As NFL, I like the Miami Dolphins, and then MLB, I like the Cleveland Indians. So I'm all over the board.
So you went to Oklahoma State, is that mm-hmm. right?
Okay. For 2 years, my last 2 years I transferred there.
So what brought you to Oklahoma?
Oh, their sports media program. I just kind of went online, Googled different sports media programs. They had an actual major for sports journalism, and kind of intrigued me. I wanted to get away from California and go somewhere different, and this is definitely different. So it was kind of out of the blue. I just decided to, and I've enjoyed my time here. So
cool. So do you live in Stillwater right now?
I did. I have moved to Oklahoma City now. I'm graduated and working full time at the Oklahoman. So, gotcha.
So what's your favorite place to eat in Oklahoma City?
Oh, I don't know. anywhere. I'll eat anything. I don't know, Fuzzy's Tacos, but yeah. That's in Stillwater too. I'm not a specialist kind of guy. I'll pretty much eat anything.
Gotcha. Who's your least favorite NBA player?
Oh, man. I kind of root. Oh, that's a good question. I can't even.
My least favorite by far is Carlos Boozer.
That's a good answer. I mean, he's got the fake hair and he's talking. He's always talking and handshaking and stuff. Yeah. I'm trying to think of a good one. Chris Kaman, I just don't like looking at him. He's just
he is a tough guy to watch on the floor.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll go with him.
So you've gotten to watch a lot of Marcus Smart past year. Do you have an NBA comp for Marcus?
I've heard Jared Jack is a comparison. I kind of think he's a better defender than Jack, and not as good of a shooter, at least at this point. He's only 19. He's kind of a rare breed. I think a good comparison, but I mean, I'm not trying to. He's definitely not there yet. But Jason Kidd, he's got vision, maybe not vision just like Jason Kidd, but he's a good passer. They both defend. They got great hands, especially on defense. Smart will pick a guy off his dribble, two or three times a game. I think he did it like four straight possessions to Elijah Johnson in that upset in Lawrence, but I think kind of a young Jason Kidd that has a potential to get to that level. He's going to have to improve his offensive game, but from a competitive standpoint and a defensive standpoint, he's definitely got the makings of turning into something special like that.
Yeah, I'm excited for OSU basketball. I went to Oklahoma State, and the last year that it was exciting was I think Mario Bogan was probably the best guy on the team, and they played Texas at Oklahoma State and had that triple overtime game.
Oh, with Durant.
Against Durant. But really, after that season, it was pretty. It's pretty rough times in Calgary, but
yeah. I mean, people forget. I mean, the years, even though you know you don't make the tournament, I still enjoy it. I enjoyed, you know, Marshall Moses that year. I mean, there's still fun players and fun games. You know, they're not as prestigious as they were in early in the Sutton years. They're getting back to it. Obviously, this year is going to be really exciting. But yeah. I still enjoyed some of the last few years' teams.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to ask you some Thunder questions. Do you think the Thunder have done a good job taking pressure off Jeremy Lamb in this past year from the Harden trade?
I mean, last year he had no pressure basically because, you know, he didn't play. But, the D-League seems like they gave him a really good chance for 1 year to kind of just sit back and take it all in, figure out what the NBA is about, you know, see how Westbrook and Durant kind of attack games and stuff. So for the first year, yeah, they did. But now it seems like they're kind of throwing a lot on him. He's expected to almost, you know, maybe not six man because that'll be Reggie Jackson, but take the bulk of the scoring off the bench next year, especially if they don't get Mike Miller or anyone in free agency. They kind of eased the pressure last year and they kind of maybe thrusted it on him, you know, coming up for a second season.
What do you expect his minutes to be like in this season? And it largely depends on if they sign another role player like Mike Miller or another shooter, but what do you see as of now? What do you see his minutes being like?
That is a good question. Like you said, it not only depends on if they sign somebody else, but also just, you know, how he plays early. I think he's going to get a really good and extended shot early in the season to show what he can do. And if he performs well, you know, I could see him getting 25, 30 minutes a night. But, I mean, if he struggles, he's not shooting well, he's just kind of not adjusting, I mean – They're going to have to figure something out. So it's going to depend on how he plays. But I think early on, you know, 20, 25 minutes maybe.
Okay. Man, that would be – I would like to see that because, you know, even in blowout games last season, they tended to put him in very last, just I guess depending on the game. But it was kind of disappointing that we didn't get to see more of him last season.
You're right. I mean, you didn't want to just throw him out in the playoffs, but once Westbrook got hurt, it kind of seemed like they needed some offensive spark, and he was a guy kind of sitting on the end of the bench that I don't know if it would have been great to throw a rookie who you haven't played all season right in the playoffs, but it seems like they've kind of cleared the way for him to get a real good shot.
Sure. And letting Kevin Martin go, and I know that it probably more had to do with money than with Jeremy Lamb, but it does show some confidence in him.
Yeah, I mean, not only letting Martin go, but they haven't really been that active in free agency. I mean, the whole Miller thing kind of fell into their lap, but I mean, if the Heat don't amnesty Miller, you know, they might not get anyone besides maybe bringing Fisher back.
Sure.
So that shows you right there. I mean, they're at least going into next year thinking this guy he's good enough to at least deserve a shot.
Mm-hmm. What are your expectations for Reggie Jackson next season?
I think he's going to be really good. I mean, you saw it in the playoffs. Anyone who watched it, I mean, he showed that he's ready to be a good NBA player who would probably start on, you know, maybe 15 teams in the league. I'm sure the Bobcats, you know, he might be their best player. But, it'll be interesting to see how he slides into that six-man role, how they play him with Westbrook, because he hasn't really played with Westbrook much. Mm-hmm. But if they're the player he thinks he is, and he showed he is in the playoffs and even in summer league, they're going to probably play him a lot with Westbrook, especially late in the game. So I expect him to keep developing, but I mean, he looks like a guy that, you know, is going to turn into a real good NBA player.
Yeah, I love Reggie Jackson. I like him. Nothing against Kevin Martin, but Reggie's just such, he's a two-way player. And, you know, I think that obviously Presti looks for those kind of guys and even will sometimes lean more toward the defensive side than the offensive side with guys. Yeah. And, you know, Martin didn't really fit that bill. Let's see. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I agree with you. He's versatile. He's athletic. I mean, I think his biggest strength, he finishes at the rim. He uses the angles. He knows how to use the rim almost as an extra offensive player to kind of thwart away the defender. So, I mean, yeah, I think Thunder fans should be real excited about him.
Yeah, and even in summer league, which you know, you have to take summer league with a grain of salt, but that fourth quarter where he just went off and he's hitting just everything was amazing. It was good. It was good to see that.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, summer league is kind of with a grain of salt, but I mean, he did what you want, which is show that, you know, I shouldn't be. It was almost like him showing I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
I should be doing what Westbrook and Durant are doing, resting up for the season. So.
Okay, the Thunder are carrying four centers as of now. Do you expect them all to stay?
I think if they don't pick anyone else up, and even if maybe if they pick a Fisher, it kind of just, they don't want to go over the luxury tax. I think they want to keep Daniel Orton, and he's the guy I think would be gone if it was anyone.
Yeah,
it would be Orton. But I think they want to keep him. But if keeping him means they go over the luxury tax, then, you know, he's expendable. Although he did look good in summer league, but four centers is, you know, somewhat extreme at times. Although none of them are battling for a bunch of minutes. So.
Sure. Who do you think that the beat will continue to be the backup, or do you think that these other guys will have a shot if they continue to keep him?
I think they hope Adams can develop into that, but I think it all just depends on how soon Steven Adams can show he's at least a capable, you know, a capable NBA player where he can get minutes. They're going to give him every shot, I'm sure, but most people seem to be penciling him in for a D-League All-Star this year.
Sure. What are your impressions of Steven Adams so far?
Big, athletic, can run. I think he's got a lot of tools. I can see why, you know, teams were so high on him, why, you know, he didn't play even that much at Pitt his only year, but just purely off his measurables, I can see why he's a top prospect. But as if you watch the summer league, which I'm sure you did, I mean, he's definitely a project is the one word to use on him.
Sure. I was extremely disappointed on draft day when none of those other 10 guys fell to the Thunder, and they chose Steven Adams. But the more that I think about it and the getting to watch him, it doesn't seem as bad a pick. Just to me, he just looks much better on the court, running up and down the court, than somebody like Cole Aldrich ever did.
Yeah.
So that kind of excites me that he seems like he actually has some potential to maybe be a rebounder, a shot blocker. In the post, though, he looked lost.
Yeah, he's definitely developing that part of his game. He's only been playing basketball for 4 years, and it's kind of a tough situation. Like you said, a lot of fans were disappointed, but I don't think they would have been as disappointed except all the rumors came out that, you know, they're trying to trade up, they're trying to get one, they're going for Oladipo. So then it got everyone, all the Thunder fans were thinking, you know, we got a chance to get Oladipo. When in reality, I mean, it probably would have taken like Ibaka or something to get up. Yeah. But it just put the thought in fans' heads pre-draft that we could do something big, we could get something big, and then, you know, suddenly you just get Steven Adams, and now it's suddenly a disappointment. Whereas if there wasn't any of those rumors, you probably would have expected something like that.
Sure. And people don't realize, I mean, you need to look at what it took to get the sixth pick. They had to trade Jrue Holiday to get the sixth pick.
And it's the All-Star.
Yeah. I mean, people were upset. And I was like, well, we don't have the assets to get that pick. I mean, we do, but we don't want to give them up.
Exactly. I talked to Chad Ford in his, like, conference call pre-draft, and he was saying, I mean, everyone's saying the Thunder are, Cleveland's shopping it, and the Thunder are one of the teams, and so is Minnesota. But Cleveland's asking, they want a young, good player. Like they're saying they're trying to get Kevin Love, or they're trying to get Ibaka, and then LaMarcus Aldridge from Portland. Like, those are who they were asking, and that's, I mean, none of the teams are going to do that.
No, because there's not a player of that caliber in that draft, in my opinion.
So they were shopping him, but it was like a very highly priced.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense for Cleveland. You don't want to give away the number one pick for Jeremy Lamb and the 12th pick.
No.
But also, if you're the Thunder, you don't want to give up much either. Okay, so we're going to play a little game. It's called This or That. You have to tell me which of these two players weighs more.
Okay.
Anthony Davis or Jeff Green?
Oh, they're both pretty skinny. I'm going to go Jeff Green. He's been in the league. He's a little older. He's probably got a better core. And they're near the same height, actually.
Yeah, you're right. He is 235, and Anthony Davis is 220.
Yeah, Anthony Davis is skinny, and I mean, he's only 20 or so. And
yeah.
By the time he's Jeff Green's age, I'm sure the Hornets hope he weighs more.
More than 220. That's pretty small for an interior player. Brooke Lopez or Kendrick Perkins?
Oh, I think Brooke Lopez. Brooke Lopez seems a little more stocky and, a little more weight in the legs. He definitely pushes people around a little easier than Perkins. And I know Perkins lost weight recently, so I don't know when you're going on the weight. I say it's close, but I'll go Brooke Lopez.
It is. It's Perk. He weighs really 270, 265. This is all on ESPN's website.
Okay. I figured they'd be close.
Yeah, they're real close. I was shocked when I saw that. I thought Lopez had him, because Lopez has him on height too.
Yeah.
All right, Daniel Orton or Steven Adams?
I'll go Daniel Orton, although I know Steven Adams, even for a 19, 20-year-old, is pretty built. I think it's close, but I'll go Orton, I guess.
Yeah, Orton is 255, and Adams is 250.
Yeah.
250 is big for a 19-year-old.
Oh, there's no doubt. He's an NBA athlete. He's got the body size, strength, and speed, like, pretty much already. It's just the skill set's the biggest question.
Mm-hmm. All right, last one. Carlos Boozer or Dwight Howard?
I would easily say Dwight Howard, but I almost feel like it's a trick question. And it will be Boozer. I'm going to go Howard, but you're going to tell me it's Boozer.
It's absolutely a trick question. Boozer weighs 266, and Dwight Howard's 265.
That's surprising.
Yeah, that was also weird.
Yeah, I should fact check that one. Or yeah. Go to a different site for that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all that we have for today, Anthony. I appreciate your time, and we'll follow you on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
@Anthony and then V Slater. The V is as in Vincent. There's no underscores or dots or any of that. So,
gotcha. Well, we appreciate your time, and we'll continue to read your stuff and follow you through the Oklahoma News OK.com.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Anthony.
Get up. It's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. All right. All right. All right.